You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 150, Anxiety. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another episode. This week is my online event, Creating an Amazing Family. You guys, I'm so excited about this and I've had so much fun preparing for it. I get so excited to share everything. I have lots of ideas and I just want to share everything with you. And so I know that can feel overwhelming if I'm just like, here, let me take 20 years of me studying families and relationships and parenting and spew it all out in 20 minutes. And so even though that's what I, like in the back of my mind, I want to do, I wanted to actually give you something that wouldn't be overwhelming and that you could actually start implementing without going and studying all these books and doing all these things. So I really got to distill it down to the very basic, easy things that you can do. And I have it broken apart in four different areas. And I cannot wait to share it with those who've signed up. So if you have not signed up, go and do it. It's going to be fun. You know I'm a party. So you can go to my Instagram and click on the link in my bio, and you can sign up there. Or you can go to my website, www.coachmegthomas.com, and click on events and sign up there. It's going to be a ton of fun. All right. This has been an interesting month for me. We're in March. And as many of you know, I have been training for an Ironman. And I actually did a full podcast episode about how I did one before, but I did not finish it, and how I wanted to hide, and I didn't tell anybody I did was going to do it, and so I hide when I get nervous. I didn't tell anybody I was going to homeschool. I don't want to share all of me with everybody. I want to just share the good parts when I finish, when I complete, and I am working on being much more vulnerable and being much more open of the struggle to get somewhere, and it has been challenging for me emotionally to be so open and vulnerable about my training. And so I started training in November, and for the most part, I've really enjoyed the actual training part. I don't know if there's something wrong with me, but oh my goodness, I love it. I love pushing myself. And it's actually can be quite a spiritual experience for me when I push myself physically. That part's been really cool. So it's going pretty well until March 2nd hit. And on March 2nd, I sat on the calendar and all of a sudden my mind went, your Ironman is a 1 month from today. And I panicked. I was so afraid. Seeing that my race was only 1 month away, all of a sudden, I started questioning everything I was doing. Everybody knows that I'm doing this race. I've been open about it. I'm posting about it. I talk about it. Like, what if all these things go wrong? What if I don't finish? What if all these things? And I started feeling so much anxiety. Now, friends, to be completely honest, I'm not a very anxious person, and it's not something that I have struggled with very often. Yes, I feel all the emotions. I get sad, scared, angry, frustrated, annoyed, just like everyone else. But anxiety really hasn't been something that's been an issue for me for a really long time. And it hit me so hard this month. I found when I feel anxious, right? Because we have our feelings that drive our actions. So my actions are a lot of inactions when I feel anxious. I want to stick my head in the sand. I want to sleep all day long, and then I have a really hard time sleeping at night. I downloaded a game on my phone, which is so out of character for me, and I felt my justification was it was kind of educational. It was Sudoku, and my justification was it's puzzles and numbers and math, and I just wanted to play Sudoku on my phone. So anxiety was kicking my trash. And anxiety is a really, really interesting emotion. It's something I have studied a little bit about. And one of my favorite explanations about anxiety comes from Dr. Jordan Peterson. And he talks about the difference between anxiety and fear. So fear is something specific. For example, you could have a fear that you have no idea how to teach fractions. Like, oh, I'm so afraid to teach fractions. I remember fractions being really difficult when I was younger, and I just have this big fear about teaching my kids fractions. Or I have a fear of snakes. They are, as I like to call them, the devil's animal, because they are terrifying. When my kids were little, we had a book on snakes, and I don't know why we had this in the house, and it had pictures of them. And my kids would love to hide this book all over the place, in my bed, in my closet, all these things. So when I'd walk in, and even when I think about it, I cringe when I think about these stinking snakes, and it'd have their big old mouth or eating something. Ugh. I have a huge fear of snakes. I do not like them at all. So fear is very specific. Now, anxiety, on the other hand, is general. For example, you may even say, I am afraid, but it's not of something specific. It could be general, like, I'm so afraid to homeschool. It's very broad and general. Now, here is what is so fascinating about anxiety. Anxiety keeps you stuck in the thought of, I don't know, which then stops your growth and you don't do anything. I had messaged my coach during the month, and I told her, I'm feeling so afraid about this race. And she messaged me back and said, okay, let me know what you're afraid of so we can just start figuring it out. So I sat there and thought, like, okay, yeah, great, great. Let's make a plan. So I was like, okay, what am I afraid of? And I sat there and I thought, I have no idea what I'm even afraid of. I know one of my fears was swimming in the ocean was the salt. Not even the ocean itself, because I figure Iron Man would be like out of business if they did swims where people were getting eaten by sharks. So like that, it wasn't even the scary thing. The scary thing for me, and I've done an open water swim with other swimmers, and I feel like I'm a strong enough swimmer that that part doesn't even scare me. But I'm like, oh, I was really afraid of the salt in my mouth because I've only swam in freshwater lakes and the salt will be a different beast. And so I went with my husband to Florida. I don't know. How many weeks ago was that? I don't know. But I got to practice swimming in the ocean, and I was like, oh, actually, the salt was just fine. I don't know if that makes me weird or whatnot, but it didn't bother me at all. So that was one of my fears. And I had practiced swimming in the ocean. I was like, oh, okay, that's not even an issue. So I sat there thinking about, like, what am I even afraid of? And I couldn't think of anything that I could actually put into words. Like, I'm afraid of the bike. Well, I took my bike off my trainer I don't know how long ago. And I did go practice outside. And I've gotten a lot more confident on my bike. Like, okay, running is my favorite. So I don't really have a lot of fears with that. I know I can just plow through anything and just keep going. So I just sat there like, my nutrition is figured out and all these things are figured out and I have good gear and I have all these things. And what am I actually afraid of? And I really... the only thing I can think of is that I've been open about doing the Ironman and that fear of like, what if I don't finish? And I've been so open about it. And even that, I can face that and say, oh, well, then I'll just feel embarrassed. And I can feel embarrassed. I've done it all the time, right? So it's so interesting when we can't name it, we're probably sitting in anxiety. And anxiety just keeps us stuck in that spot of, I don't know. And when we don't know, we can't face it. And if we can't face it, we can't win. And we stay stuck and we can't figure out a way past it. And we just stay stuck. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm going to feel this forever and ever. And I have no idea how to get past it. So this month, I got really good at feeling anxiety. It feels like absolute chaos running through my body. It is busy. It is black. And it moves through my body at a very high speed, mostly in my chest. As I've gotten really curious to see what I'm actually afraid of, the anxiety has gotten smaller and smaller. And it's so interesting just to be aware of the thought of like, oh, I'm feeling anxious. And just being noticing of that, of like, so what am I actually afraid of so I can face it? And when I question that anxiety, I watch it just kind of hide its ugly little head like, I don't know. Shouldn't you just feel anxious? This is a big race, right? And as I question it, how much smaller it starts to get. You may feel anxious about your homeschool. Start naming what are you actually afraid of. A lot of the fears I hear from clients are, I'm so afraid I might mess up my kid. I just might mess them up. Another fear is, I don't think I'm smart enough to homeschool. Another fear I hear is, I'm afraid of being with my kids all day long, day in and day out. With them all the time. As you name those fears, you can then start creating a plan to defeat them. So let's say, for example, you are feeling all sorts of anxious about homeschool. And I want you to start getting curious and start questioning, like, what am I actually afraid of? So what if you sit and think about it for a while and you think, okay, grammar, I'm terrified of grammar. English was my worst subject. I hated writing. I don't know what a noun or a verb is. And don't even get me started on prepositions and anything like that. Like, I have no idea about grammar. So all of a sudden, now I've named my fear. Now I know the dragon I'm facing. Instead of anxiety is almost being in a room full of, you don't even know how many dragons, but in the dark. And you don't even know where to fight and where to go because you're in the dark. And you maybe only have one dragon, but you can't even face it because you're in this dark room. And when you name it, the light comes on and I can see it. And when I can see it, I can create a plan to defeat it. So if you have this fear of grammar, and you see that ugly dragon sitting in the corner and you're like, hey, I'm afraid of you. I don't know what a participle is or anything like that. I don't understand what those things are and I don't get it. So when you look at that dragon, all of a sudden you can start making a plan. Like, okay, but I can learn it. I can go study about grammar and language arts. I could actually just learn right along with my kids as I teach it to them from a curriculum or a book I find. I'm going to learn it right there and then with them. I could listen to podcasts that teach you all about the English language. There are podcasts on everything. There are YouTube videos on everything, right? Like, I can go and find those things. Maybe I'm going to go read classic books and just be really inspired by their beautiful writing. Maybe I'm going to join Mama's Members, where I'm going to look into the thought of, I don't know anything about grammar. And Meg is going to help me pick a much more useful thought. Once you name the fear, you can then step out of anxiety. And you can start to make a plan to conquer your dragon. I love the definition of courage. Courage is feeling afraid and doing it anyway. So I want to challenge you, if you are feeling anxiety or your child is feeling anxiety or anxious, you yourself or your child, get curious of what are you actually afraid of? And when you can name that fear, then you can start one at a time slaying those dragons and defeating those fears and having the courage to do it anyway. So have courage, my friends. Face your fears and defeat those dragons. Love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you next week. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you.